Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
I bow down on my knees.
I bow
down. You will. Take a moment to just bless the name of the Lord. El Santa Litapai. For the Lord, He is good. And His mercies endure forever. When I look around, I see a faithful. Me femi bounce on our cause now you will Hashaya, Hashaya Paliakos. When I look around, I see a faithfulness above. Somebody here, your miracle is on a Thanksgiving. Your miracle is bound to a Thanksgiving. Do you really have a heart that is thankful? Or are you looking at the things that are not yet there? Can your heart really exalt the God of heaven? Can you call Him by His name at this moment? The heavens are open. Abba wants to receive your worship. Abba wants to receive your worship. Lift your heart in worship. Let your worship rise from within you. Abba kepali daba. And no no mana makapa. And abba liada abba maniata. Esu maniada abba ko. E abba kapa abba liaba yamata. Esu bana na 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 ta. E le ba 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 bewa kapa. Eni kabali kabali ade. E abba basa. I am Mariata, and I'm Bananato, and somebody on a Mariata, and I'm a Gadid of a Ghost, and I'm a Kapali, a Kapai, and someone on a Mariet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For all that you have done, thank you. For all that you are yet to do, thank you, Jesus. Ana Santani Maya, and I'm in a make up a lead by Isabada. Blessed be God. Lord, we commit the rest of this tonight's meeting to your hands. And we ask, oh God, that you will speak to us. I ask, oh God, that you will speak through me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Can you give Jesus a shout of praise? Hallelujah. You can have your seat. God bless you. And as you sit down, please welcome the person to your left and to your right. And tell them, welcome to the Witness Club. Say it again, welcome to the Witness Club. Hallelujah. I give God praise and glory for the privilege to be here tonight. I do not take it for granted, and I am grateful to God that He allowed me and privileged me to be here tonight. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate Pastor Daniel, my pastor and mentor, for the privilege to stand on this altar this evening. I want to appreciate all the pastors, all the executives of Young Ministers Retreat. Thank you so much. I want to appreciate every pastor here tonight. We celebrate every pastor here, every minister here. I celebrate my mother and father in love. Please help me celebrate my mother and father in love. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. And please, can you celebrate yourselves for being here tonight? So this is the way you celebrate yourself. Really, 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 really. Some of us know how to praise. Hallelujah. Some of us know how to praise other people than the way you praise yourself. How many Harbors baby girls are here tonight? There are times you look at the mirror and then you are like, ah, along I try. I'm all over Dubai. Meaning I get fine like this. And you just appreciate God for creating you so beautifully. So one more time, can you celebrate yourself? The daughter of the King of Kings, the son of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've been asked to speak in a short time on the topic witnesses. And what God put in my heart is witnesses in worship. Witnesses in worship. So the Holy Spirit was trying to explain to me that worship can make you a witness. And in your worship, you can become God's witness. And I will show you a few things that He put in my heart as time permits. But before we begin, can you quickly bow your heads and say a prayer? The Lord, I pray that I will understand this evening. I pray that my eyes see clearly. I pray that my heart understands. I pray that my ears hear clearly. I pray that I will not be distracted. I pray that I will not slip off. I pray that I will not miss destiny encounters tonight. Lord, help me to pay attention. Help me not to be distracted. Help me to be fully connected to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please quickly open your Bibles with me to the book of John chapter 4. The book of John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And I'll be reading from verse 4. Let's just take it from verse 1 so we understand. So when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees at earth that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. So Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go into Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thirst on the well, and was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, that he would give thee the living waters. Let me jump to verse 21. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe. Okay, so let me jump to verse 19, because she asked the question. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and they say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when he shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. Please help us. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Then Jesus said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he come, it will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. Hallelujah. Please help us with the sound so we do not miss out on this. The way I'm looking at this time, and this time is looking at me, I rebuke this time in the name of the Lord. Say amen with me, because you don't know what is there. Hallelujah. So the Bible, the story, Jesus came to a particular city. It was Samaria. It wasn't a city that many Jews would like to go to. They did not really believe in the Samaritans. And Jesus met a woman. Somebody say a woman. Oh, I don't have women here. Somebody say a woman. And he met her there and he said, give me to drink. And Jesus said to her, give me to drink. And she was like, you don't even have anything to fetch from. You don't have anything to draw from the well. And it was like, you do not get the question. You do not understand the question, because you do not know who I am. And down to the conversation, I realized, and the Holy Spirit helped me to see, that the reason the Samaritan woman was having that encounter at that time, listen, there were many people in Samaria. There were many people at that time located somewhere around the town of Sychar. But Jesus left every other person to meet a woman who was obviously an adulteress. He left everything to meet a woman who was obviously insignificant, and she was the weaker vessel. He left everything to meet a particular woman, because it was a time for an encounter. But there was something also special about that woman. Something special about her was that she was a woman with the art of worship. That even though she was a Samaritan, even though she was not born with the names of the Jews, she understood that there was something about worship. And so the moment she perceived that the person that was talking to her was a prophet, and he was talking about some water that you can drink and you will never thirst again, it was talking about a particular kind of water that you don't need a fetcher to draw from. And then when you take it, you are totally filled. And she was like, I'm not going today without receiving my utmost desire. And what was a desire? Like if you're locked in a room with your biggest role model. So you're going to ask the biggest question in your heart, right? You're going to ask the biggest question that you want to ask. So she asked the biggest question in her heart. And that question was about worship. How can I worship you? My interpretation of a question was saying to Abba, if you are the Messiah, can you tell me how can I worship you? Can you tell me how can I really lay before you and my worship is acceptable? Can you tell me the biggest desire in your heart, which is the desire that I worship you? But really, I try to do it and sometimes I feel I do not get it. I try to worship, but they tell me that I am a sinner and I can't worship. I try to worship and they tell me I am not a Jew and so you will not accept my worship. Sometimes I want to lay bare before the throne and I just want to roll on the floor and call your names. But they tell me it's not the correct way to worship. Sometimes I want to worship and I just want to speak in tongues. But they tell me I have to come with a protocol first. They tell me I have to start calling names first. They tell me I have to sing amen, amen first. But I just want to come before you and I want to hug you. I want you to be my daddy. I want to be a lover. But how can I really worship? And Jesus was willing to tell her that because God is a spirit, all you need to do is become a spirit to worship. All you need to do is become a spirit to worship. That when I tell you that give me water, I'm not telling you to fetch a bucket of water for me. I'm not telling you to even give me an offering. What I'm telling you to do is that you give me an act of worship. That your heart will come before me and you pour out yourself before me as a spirit. And Jesus said to her, ye worship what ye know not, but the hour comes that you must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And God began to explain to me that a number of times we worship God in spirit, but we do not worship God in truth. Worshiping God in truth is bigger than you just calling him names. But worshiping God in truth means that you have an understanding, a revelation of who he is and what he is doing. Pastor Chintok was speaking this morning. He said the end product of your tongues is that it ends in prophecy. Akepali tapari namakatahe. That when I finish tonguing, I receive a word from the Lord, and that word is the truth. That when I finish tonguing, in my circumstance, I know and I am led by the Spirit that I will hear a word from behind me saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And that knowing by the Spirit, that is the truth. So I am coming before Abba and I am worshiping him as a spirit and in truth. What that means is, when I go through circumstances, like a woman that has married up 7 husbands and she could find nobody to call her own, like somebody that has been in different relationships and now you want to come back to God, that at that time you understand and you pray in tongues, you hear a word from God saying, I am the one working in you, both to do and to will of your good pleasure. That all things work together for good for them that love him. That means I am worshiping God as a spirit and with a revelation of the word of God in me. So he was speaking to the Samaritan woman that how to worship is that you worship me knowing who I am and knowing the word of God. And the Samaritan woman understood the assignment. No, she understood the assignment. that if I sit before God, before Jesus himself in a retreat, and I am open to hear him, then I don't keep quiet. I think my voice is gone. As long as I am breathing, as long as I will always worship, I will always worship you. The next thing she did was that she started to tell everyone that could hear that I have seen the Messiah. No, she could not keep quiet. She could not hold it. She became a witness because she was connected in worship. Because in the place of worship, she received that word. And when she received that word, she went out with that word. She received a word in the place of worship. She received the understanding of the Spirit himself. And she went out with that word as a witness. You are here for a retreat. And the word of God has come to you. And the word of God is already coming to you. And the word of God is still coming to you. Can I beseech you by the mercies of God, that the word that comes to you is worship. The word that comes to you is truth. That you receive that word as a prophetic word. And you ride with it as a witness. And you tell everyone that wants to hear that I have seen the Messiah. This retreat is not just for you to say I attended YMO, but then that you will go out there and you will teach the things that you have heard. And you will pass the message across as a witness in the place of worship. And I'm going to round up with a story. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16. So because of my time, let me rush through this. So let us read from verse 20. So Paul and Silas were arrested. And in verse, let me read from verse 25. Let's make it short. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he asked a very interesting question. He brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and the house." And let me stop there. Paul and Silas were in prison, but they understood that there was a mystery about worship that could break doors. And it doesn't care, it doesn't matter the position you might be, but worship supersedes your present circumstances. That it doesn't matter the things happening at home, but worship in spirit and in truth supersedes everything. And so they decided to start worshiping. Right with shackles and chains, they began to sing praises unto the Lord. With shackles and with chains, they called Abba. For the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. Paul remembered where he was before Jesus picked him up. He remembered who he was before Jesus picked him up. And he said, I don't care if I'm in chains. I don't care if things are not going on right. I don't care if what I have been praying for has not yet been done. I might have even borrowed a transport fare to come to where I am now. But I will bless the Lord with my mouth. Will I make known of his faithfulness? And they began to sing. And they began to praise. And they began to sing. And they began to praise. And they began to sing. And they began to praise. And suddenly, Ayakosha, the God who arises in worship. Daddy Joe used to say that, I think my husband too used to share it. Angels can take your prayer points. Angel Michael can pick the call of your prayers. But Abba receives praises by himself. He stands to receive praises. So Abba got up to receive their worship. And the Bible says there was a great earthquake. And all the prison doors were opened. And you know what? The person that was supposed to be in charge of the prisoners thought they had escaped. And he wanted to kill himself. But when they saw him, they told him, don't kill yourself. Because you did not keep us here. Your chains did not keep us here. The fact that I am here does not mean that the devil is working. The fact that I am here does not mean that your chains kept me here. I am here because God allowed me to be here. And you have no right to keep me here. So they could stay there. And the prison doors were opened. God was teaching me something some weeks ago. The principles of the earth. Thank you. The principles of the earth responds to keys. The world is laid on a principle of keys. Strategies and structures. Systems. So a small door can only be opened by a key. A big door, no matter how huge you are, you can only open it by a key. So doors opens to keys. But there are doors. But when you are in the presence of God, when you carry Abba, you will enter places without keys. You will enter kingdoms without keys. Strategies and structures will fail when you have the presence of God. And what brings down the presence of God is a heart of worship. And I'm not even talking about singing alone. I'm talking about a heart that is laid bare in worship. We are in a generation where we have lost our worship and we have given ourselves to entertainment. A number of times, even in church, we are more given to entertainment than to worship. And we know how to worship our fathers in the Lord than worship God. And we know how to call names for people than call God names that he is. Worship is beyond the songs that we sing. But it's a heart that is given to God. Can God call us for back to a heart of worship in YMR 2022? That you understand that whatever you are doing, it is to a heart of worship. And let me round up this story. The prison guard came and he said, what can I do to be saved? So worship became a system that opened prison doors, but then he was also a witness. Worship became a system that was able to bring other people into God, because the guard and every one of his household got saved that night because two people got into the place of worship. Can I tell you something? I hope you believe me. That when you stay in a place of worship before God, you are in your room and you just want to fellowship with God and you're speaking in tongues for 1 hour, you have no idea the systems and structures that you are breaking. You have no idea the doors you are unlocking. And people that are coming into God because you decided to stay in a place of worship. You are here for 3 days fasting and praying in koinonia with God, in a place of worship. Can I tell you that just because you came here, just because you sat down to hear the word, just because you gathered here to put your flesh under, there are structures that are breaking in your life and systems and principles that are breaking in the world, because the agenda of God for Young Ministers Retreat is that the kingdom of God will be established upon the earth. It's that the kingdom of God will be established upon all nations. And that is why you are here. That is why you are here in the place of worship. I need just 30,000 of you that will sincerely rise in worship to Abba this evening. I need 50,000 of you that we are yakapale kopanianamahe. We worship with our songs. We worship with our shout. We worship in thanksgiving. We worship praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you take a moment and begin to worship Abba? And so many matter in Amanamakos.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.